All right, let's head on out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk, who is in the blind. And, Kirk, this is where you are right now is kind of my favorite time, right? When you got the decoys out and you're drinking that last cup of coffee before the legal shooting hour arrives and you're looking at some ducks maybe flying overhead early. Set the scene for me over there. You're just a couple minutes away from legal shooting time, aren't you?
Actually, I must not have my glasses on when I read that yesterday. We've had legal shooting time for about 15 minutes now. But
really?
20 minutes. Yeah. And we have two. And we just, while I was talking to you, I was looking at the phone, and we just had one buzz. We missed him. Didn't get a shot at him. It would have been fun.
Well, he saw you.
But look,
he saw you looking at the phone.
You saw, okay. That's right. You know, me and we had three come in. Me and Aaron Stevens got ours, and Paul Desertel missed his.
Well, it sounds like y'all not having any fun at all out there this morning, are you?
We always have fun down here. That's what it's all about. Have fun,
you know, as
steel memories.
Mornings go, you got a pretty one out there, don't you?
It's a beautiful morning. It's warm. It's humid. You know, of course, you know, you expect that. Not much wind. And, you know, we hunt the marsh down here. We're in Johnson's Bayou. And A lot of times I've seen it happening in this marsh a lot. Is you don't get the early birds, especially with this water as high as it is now. But about 8 o'clock, they'll start, you know, they've been banging them in the rice fields, and they start showing up down here. And I've seen it happen too many times. And I'm confident we're going to shoot a bunch of ducks here.
Yeah, you can't leave too soon. How much tidal surge did you guys get from Francine? You know, y'all were ground zero when the first forecast came out, and then it kept moving east and east and east and finally away.
Yeah, as it kept moving east, we were. We probably got a foot and a half tidal surge. It wasn't much at all, Don. I mean, You know, we took everything, you know, because it looked like it was coming right to us or close enough to us where we moved everything from the downstairs rooms upstairs, and you know, it was a practice drill, and I'm glad.
Yeah, it was only for practice, and that's it worthwhile. So how's the fishing been? Have y'all managed to fish yesterday or day before?
We did. We only had two boats go out yesterday, but they caught their redfish, no problem, and a handful of trout. Now, what day was it? Tuesday, we had some boats go out, and they did pretty good on the trout and some nice trout, some 15 to 18 inches. And, you know, right ahead of that front, the water's beautiful. I mean, that storm pumped in a bunch of water here, and it's really, really pretty. So and a lot of bait, a lot of shrimp left. So the birds should start working here. They should start schooling up here pretty quick.
Well, that's great. It looks like you're on a good teal season, and you got the fall fishing moving in. Things are going good. HackberryRodAndGun.com. You got to spell out the word "and." I've learned that over the last few years. Give them that telephone number, Kirk, if they want to give you a call.
Okay. For guys out of the area, it's 888-762-3391. And look, go to our website, HackberryRodAndGun, and we got those live webcams where you can see what we're bringing in from Doc.
And don't call Kirk when he's in the blind, because those teal watch him when he's looking at his phone and they sneak in.
That's right. But we haven't seen one since that one, but we've got a couple here. We're not skunked, and I'm looking forward to more showing up.
Well, very good. We'll check back with you the next couple of weeks and find out how the season's been going. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you then.
All right. Thank you, Don. You got a great show. Appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much. Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel brothers out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of the finest facilities in South Louisiana.